Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And we are talking about the Formosan Sitka deer, which used to live in Taiwan's, or for a time, lived in Taiwan's forests for thousands of years, in fact.
They happily lived there for thousands of years. But unfortunately, they became extinct in the wild at one point. In the wild, that means like, okay, we cannot find them outside in nature. We couldn't find them outside in nature anymore at one point. But luckily, they made a comeback.
Yes, they did. Now, we did learn a couple of facts about these deer. They are native to East Asia, and they're medium size. So they're not too big, not too small. And Aboriginal people interacted with these deers. They hunted the deer for food, but this did not cause much of a problem. The deer didn't go extinct because of this.
Right. Instead, what actually happened was during the 17th century, when a lot more people moved to Taiwan from China, and also the Dutch came here. So because of people coming to Taiwan, they saw these beautiful deer, and they actually killed them for their skin. And the Dutch, for example, traded them to Europe.
Now, things got even worse in the Qing Dynasty when 100,000 deer skins were sent to Japan every year.
Wow.
And it got even worse after World War II. Taiwan was building up their cities, making more industry, and the habitats, the places where the deer lived, were destroyed. So as a result, we see this Sitka deer go extinct in the wild in 1969. Now, fortunately, things didn't end so badly for the Sitka deer, and we're going to find out why in today's article. So let's get started.
Reading.
Saving the Formosan Sitka deer. The Formosan Sitka deer survived in captivity at Taipei Zoo. In 1984, Taiwan established Kenting National Park as its first national park. The Sitka deer were conditioned for their release into the wild. In 1994, about 400 were introduced to the national park. There are now about 2,000 Sitka deer on the Henchuan Peninsula. Researchers had considered releasing the deer into other low-lying areas where they lived in the past. These include parts of Yangmingshan National Park, the low hills of Kaohsiung County, and the Long Valley in the Hualien Taidung area. However, these plans have not been carried out because of human activity in those areas. Still, Sitka deer have found a home on Green Island. Although they're not native to the island, they were raised there in the past. Locals sought the antlers, which are used in Chinese medicine. However, when the price of antlers fell in 1986, the deer were released into the wild. Perhaps with time, the Sitka deer's population will grow and return to its prime.
All right, so we know that there's still some hope for the Sitka deer because we said they were extinct in the wild. All right, so we have some hope here. Let's take a look at the article. It says, the Formosan Sitka deer survived in captivity at Taipei Zoo. So luckily there were some deer in the zoo. When an animal's in captivity, it just means that they're kept in a place like a cage. And the animals cannot go or leave these places freely like they do in the wild.
That's
so
right.
Usually if animals are in captivity, they are just most likely kept in zoos.
Right, not in the wild, like forests and stuff like that. Okay, so we did see that some deer survived in Taipei Zoo. And here it says, in 1984, Taiwan established Kenting National Park as its first national park.
Wow.
So I can see where this is going a little bit, I think. So what they did was the government established a park. When you establish something, this is a verb, it means you start something or you set something up, like a company, an organization, or a system. Here, this means it's usually going to last for a very long time. So you're not just going to establish a park and then make it not a park the next year. It's going to be a park for a really long time. Okay, so the government set up this park. We can also say we talked to a lawyer to find out how to establish a new company.
All right, so next the article says, the Sika deer were conditioned for their release into the wild. So they were kept in the zoos, luckily, and then Taiwan established a national park. And at the zoo, they were conditioned to be released into the wild. When you condition someone, this verb means to train them in a certain way. So your behavior and the way you think can also be conditioned as well. You can kind of train them. So they were trained to get used to living in the wild and not used to living in the zoos anymore.
Right. So as you can probably see, even if you go to a zoo today, you'll see that the animals don't live there in the same way that they do the wild. And so, like, this can happen to humans too. Right now, you're conditioned to living in Taiwan, but if you decided to go to the U.S. or Canada for university, you would have to change your behavior. You'd have to slowly start learning about the culture there so that you can go and fit in. All right, let's take a quick break. Okay, we saw that the zookeepers were training the deer for their release. Now here, release is a noun and it means something goes free after it was kept somewhere for a time. So the deer were set free into the wild after being kept in a zoo. The action of letting them out into the wild is called a release. Here's another example. Her early release from prison made a lot of people angry. Now, we can also use the word release as a verb. Now, this is when you do the action. So you are letting the deer into the wild. We could also use it as another example. The prisoner was released after serving all of his 10-year jail sentence.
So they weren't planning to keep the deer in the zoo forever. They were actually planning to put them back into the wild, which is a great thing.
Well, you know, at some point you're probably going to have too many in the zoo. So you need to, once they start having babies and stuff, you got to put those deers where there's space for them, right?
Yeah, and as we can see in the article, it says in 1994, about 400 were introduced to the national park. So that's really good. That was a great big number of deer being released there.
It's not a huge number, but it's good for an animal that was extinct before.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the deer were introduced to the national park. Now, introduce here is a verb and it means to bring an animal or plant to a place for the first time. So remember, these deer, they lived in the zoo all their lives. Now, they are being introduced to the wild. They're going to Kunding or they're going to the wild for the first time. So that's why we can use introduce here. For example, we could say Native Americans introduced corn to the English settlers.
Yeah, and as we all know now, corn has made its way across the world, and it has fed a lot of people and animals, so that was a good thing to happen. All right, so when they first introduced the deer into the park, there were about 400, but that number grew as it does. Here it says there are now about 2,000 Sika deer on the Hengshan Peninsula. Now, let's talk about the name of this place a little bit. It's called a Hengshan Peninsula. That's a lot of stuff to say right there. Now, this word peninsula is a piece of land that almost completely surrounded by water, except for one part that is still connected to a large body of land. So it's almost an island, but because there's one small part of the land that is still connected, it's not quite an island.
That's right. Next, it says researchers had considered releasing the deer into other low-lying areas where they lived in the past. Okay, so they thought about putting them back to the place that they used to live. Right. But of course, I think there were some reasons behind that. But let's take a look at our vocabulary first, and then learn more about that.
Yes.
Right, so a lot of researchers had to do a lot of work before just releasing the deer into the wild. So a researcher is a noun, and it is a person who researches things, and they search for scientific or academic things. For example, we can say, James is a researcher and trying to find a cure for cancer.
Okay, so as you said, there's a really good reason that the researchers didn't put these deer back in the areas they used to live. Now here, we're going to talk about these places, where they are specifically. It says, these include parts of Yanmingshan National Park, the low hills of Kaohsiung County, and the Long Valley in the Hualien Taidung area.
Okay, let's see. It says, however, these plans have not been carried out because of human activity in those areas.
That's right.
So the reason why they were not put in Yanmingshan or in Hualien was because there's too much human activity there. They said the plans were not carried out. When you carry something out, this phrase means to do a particular job or to do a kind of specific work. But they were not carried out, so this was not done. It was not planned. They did not do anything about it.
Right. Okay, so we did mention that they didn't do this because of the human activity. Now, activity is a noun, and it just means things that people do. It can be all different types of things, too. Human activity could be used to describe anything from construction of buildings and roads to selling and buying things, to sports, and lots more. Basically, everything we do could be described as human activity. So even I know in the Hualien Taidung Valley, a lot of farming takes place there.
Right.
So maybe that wouldn't be the best place for the deer. Now here's an example of activity. The police suspect Bernadette of taking part in criminal activities. So she's doing something that's against the law.
Right. So I guess, like, it's not good to have the Sika deer around close to human activity because there could be a conflict. Maybe the deer might interfere with the way humans live.
Right.
And we can also interfere with the way they live. So, and they were extinct for quite some time, so I think they deserve to have some moment of peace.
Yeah.
All right, so where do they actually end up living? It says, still, Sika deer have found a home on Green Island.
Oh, that's a good place.
Yeah, and you can also go there to visit and see other things as well. So they're a little bit far from people on the main island, but they're happy living there together.
Good. I'm glad they did finally get a nice place where they can have some space and be away from humans. All right, here in the article it explains, although they're not native to the island, they, that's the deer, of course, were raised there in the past. So they didn't kind of be there naturally. They weren't on the island naturally, but in the past, maybe some people were raising the deer on farms. They were helping them grow, and I can imagine that's probably not a great thing. They were probably raising them so they could take their skin.
Yeah, maybe.
But they're not doing that anymore. So now they're living there happily, and they're going to keep their skin this
time. It says, locals salt the antlers, which are used in Chinese medicine. So this was a long time ago. So not only did people use them for their skins, but they were using their antlers, which are, you know, their lujiao, and they use it for Chinese medicine. Now, the locals salt them or seek for them. Now, seek is the original form of the verb, and seek means to find or look for something or someone. For example, we can say, he is seeking employment. This just means this person is looking for a job.
Right.
He is looking for a job. Or we can say, they are thrill-seeking travelers, meaning that these are travelers who are looking for, who want to have very, very exciting or thrilling experiences. So,
like bungee jumping.
Roller coasters or something like that. So yeah, the poor deer, people used them, they wanted them for Chinese medicine.
Right. Okay, we learned that the sika deer were raised on Green Island in the past because locals there wanted their antlers for Chinese medicine. Now, an antler is one of the horns that grow on top of a deer's head. Now, of course, deer usually have two antlers. And one other thing, only the male deer have antlers. The female deer don't have antlers, especially ones that go way up.
Ouch. I can't imagine having my antlers or a part of my body being chopped off.
It sounds kind of like what they do with the rhinos, where they take the rhino horn off. Yeah.
Not fun. Okay. No. But good news again. It says, however, when the price of antlers fell in 1986, the deer were released into the wild. So they were raised for the purpose of, you know, cutting off their antlers for Chinese medicine. But then the price of the antlers was, you know, not as popular as before. That means people didn't really want it anymore. So they were just released into the wild again.
Well, if I'm remembering correctly, I know that in Canada we have a lot of deer. And I think, I could be wrong with this, but I think as the deer grew older, sometimes they shed their antlers. So they would lose their antlers naturally and then they would grow back. So maybe that was what was happening.
Okay, it's not as scary as I thought.
Yeah, well, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's, I don't know if they're like the Canadian deer either, but it'll give me some good thoughts, I think. All right. So here we're going to finish off our article with the sentence, perhaps with time, the sika deer's population will grow and return to its prime. Now, prime here, when prime is used as a noun, like in the sentence, it's referring to the time when something is at its best, strongest, or most successful. So hopefully one day the sika deer population will be successful again.
All right. So what's really interesting here is let's take a look at our grammar point. We noticed that, you know, we learned that nouns, we can add S to the end to make it plural. But actually there's some nouns that don't need to change, you don't need to change the spelling at all.
That is right.
So when we talk about deer, we're not talking about one deer here. We're talking about a lot of deer. So, for example, deer is a noun that we don't have to change the spelling if we want to make it plural.
Right.
We also have sheep as well.
Yep.
Sheep is also one of them. Okay. But also, it really depends on the type of animal you have. So, for example, cattle as well, we do not need to change the noun of it. We don't have to change the spelling. So just be careful when you write singular and plural.
Right.
Sometimes we don't need to change the spelling. Sometimes you do have to add an S to the end.
And there's a long line of
stuff that you need to do. All right. So that's the end of the article. Luckily, the sika deer have come back again. They made a comeback. And now we can see these beautiful deer in the wild.
That's right.
On Green Island.
Yes. And if you do see them, remember this story and remember that human interaction with the deer isn't always that great. So admire them from afar, but let them have their peace.
Yes, they deserve it.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, guys. Well, we have to finish up today, but we're going to go to our For You chat next. So stay tuned.
For You chat.
Okay, our For You chat question today is, what else could be done to help the sika deer? Please explain. So if you were a researcher, what would you do?
I think just keeping them in a national park is already a very good thing, because at least you don't have people going in, you know, and just killing them at their own will or whatever. So I think actually keeping them in a national park is already a very good thing, because at least these animals can live peacefully, happily in the wild without having to worry about too much danger from humans especially.
I think personally with things like this, one of the biggest obstacles that is in place is just that people don't know about the animals. So I think even just an education about the animals, to raise awareness about them, to maybe have a class, you know, have a class about the sika deer, study them, do a project, go on a field trip to learn more about them. Because honestly, the more you know about an animal, the better you understand it and the more you don't want to see it disappear, right? So I think that is another really important thing that could be done. Now, I'm not a researcher, I'm not a scientist, so I don't know, maybe there's other things that you could do to save the populations, but I think just teaching people about them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
keeping these national parks safe for them, like Tiffany said. Those are two really great ideas. Now, you guys can probably come up with more, but we have to say goodbye. So, for now, and for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Saving the Formosan Sika Deer. The Formosan Sika Deer survived in captivity at Taipei Zoo. In 1984, Taiwan established Kenting National Park as its first national park. The sika deer were conditioned for their release into the wild. In 1994, about 400 were introduced to the national park. There are now about 2,000 sika deer on the Henchuan Peninsula. Researchers had considered releasing the deer into other low-lying areas where they lived in the past. These include parts of Yangmingshan National Park, the low hills of Kaohsiung County, and the Long Valley and the Hualien Taidung area. However, these plans have not been carried out because of human activity in those areas. Still, sika deer have found a home on Green Island. Although they're not native to the island, they were raised there in the past. Locals sought the antlers, which are used in Chinese medicine. However, when the price of antlers fell in 1986, the deer were released into the wild. Perhaps with time, the sika deer's population will grow and return to its prime.
Vocabulary Review. Establish. Years ago, the government established a department just to deal with tourism. Release. The prisoner counted down the days until his release from prison. Introduce. The stink bug was accidentally introduced to the wild in the U.S. from abroad, and now people can't get rid of it. Researcher. Researchers here are working on a new way to end deadly diseases such as cancer. Activity. Each morning, there's lots of activity at the market as people begin selling their products. Seek. The Spanish first went to the Americas hundreds of years ago because they sought gold.